The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Dr. Don Colbert helps you learn to manage or even cure disease, as well as burn fat, balance hormones, and lose weight.
When you eat a lot of sugar, you are unknowingly signing up for 35 major diseases, including cancer. Is it worth it to go and have dialysis 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, to have your extremities amputated, to go blind, to have your arteries clogged with plaque, to have heart attacks and strokes? Is it worth it?
Good day to talk about your health, because it's always a good day to talk about your health, and that's why we have got one of the premier guys to straighten us out and get us healthy. Would you welcome Dr. Don Colbert back to life today?
Thank you.
So good to see you. Always good to have you. I always suck in the gut a little bit when you show up, but it's good. What do you got, Sheila?
I'm so excited about this book. I mean, just listen to this. Burn fat, balance appetite, hormones, and lose weight. Sounds yes, great. Please, yes, please, yes, please, and thank you. I mean, this is just, but it's not just the title. I mean, I've been reading through the book, and I have to say, I'm honestly really excited about this. It's called the Keto Zone Diet. Can you give it to us like in a nutshell?
Well, for years, I've been treating patients for 31 years, and now I see the most important foundation for health is what you eat. When you change what you eat, then all of a sudden diseases start to usually be reversed and or at least improved, and it all starts with what you eat. And so as we get older, especially around age 50, 45 to 50, something happens to almost all of us.
Yep.
We become more carbohydrate sensitive or insulin resistant. In other words, when you sit down and eat that pizza or that big plate of pasta or that big baked potato, you wake up the next morning and you're wearing it. And you can get away with it when you were 20 or even 30 and maybe at 40. But when you're around 50, there's a bunch of different factors that come in. Our thyroid starts to get a little sluggish. Our hormones start to get low. Our metabolic rate starts to get low. And all of a sudden, we become more carbohydrate sensitive. Our insulin level raises. And it literally is telling your body, store fat, store fat, store fat.
So when you talk about a diet, you're not talking about something to lose weight real fast and then go back to the way we were living. You're talking about changing the way we view food.
And this is the biggest thing when I tell people, and I've been doing this now for around 15 years or so, and it started with my cancer patients, but the biggest obstacle I have is people's fear of fat.
We think fat makes us fat.
Yes, there's such a fat phobia. They think if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat. It's going to go right to my belly. It's going to clog my arteries up. And we've got new research I cover in this book. And the key is when you're eating saturated fat, yes, you can have saturated fats, but saturated fats, when you're not eating excessive sugars, carbs, or starches, do not cause plaque in your arteries. You burn that saturated fat as fuel. The other thing is saturated fats, as long as you have enough omega-3 fats, fish oil, it's not inflammatory to your body. It does not cause heart disease. That's the biggest thing. And explaining to patients that it's the right balance of fats. Some saturated fats, if you have all saturated fats, that's not good either. If you're eating tons of meat, if you're eating lots of lard, like a lot of people eat lard by the spoonfuls, put in butter over everything, a little bit's fine. But balance it with extra virgin olive oil. Now I'll have about 6 tablespoons a day of extra virgin olive oil. Or avocado oil, or nuts. Eat a ton of nuts. They're very healthy. It goes back to the Mediterranean diet, or what would Jesus eat? Mm-hmm. The book I wrote about 20 years ago. But that's still, those are the healthiest foods for our body and to prevent inflammation. But here's what happens. When you eat sugars, carbohydrates, excessive carbs, and starches, they all convert down to sugar. That boosts your insulin level. And so when your insulin level goes up, it causes your blood sugar to go down. So in within 2 or 3 or 4 hours, it unleashes a ravenous appetite. But the biggest thing about insulin, it causes your body to store fat. And as we age, and I check fasting insulin levels on my patients, and if that level's below 7, it's going to be hard for them to lose weight. I just had a lady today, her insulin level fasting was 63. Is she going to lose weight? No way. And sometimes I have to get that insulin level down to around 3 to get them to lose weight because they're so insulin resistant and carb sensitive. So again, wow. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how does this differ from like maybe 20 years ago, like the Atkins diet? Is this different from
it
that?
It is different.
It's fine-tuned.
And I knew Dr. Atkins. I used to see Dr. Atkins every year. We went to a lot of the same meetings, and I'd talk to him, and he'd discuss the Atkins diet. He, you know, and he was really into a lot of protein, a lot of animal fat. And what this program is, the Keto Zone, it's moderate amounts of protein and the right kind of protein. I don't recommend protein such as bacon, sausage, processed meats, salami, bologna, pepperonis. Those are processed meats, and they're group 1 carcinogens. And if you eat too much of it, you're asking to have cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, which is one of the most common, or even pancreatic cancer. So if you're going to choose those, choose small amounts of those, or you're asking for cancer. The World Health Association said it is a group 1 carcinogen, the same group as cigarettes or asbestos or even plutonium. Okay, so that's the difference, is we use healthy forms of protein. We use wild salmon. We use grass-fed meats. Mm-hmm. We use, pastured chickens and good, healthy source of protein, as well as good, healthy sources of fats, not fried foods, not deep-fried foods, not trans fats, not excessive saturated fats. Yes, some saturated fats, because you got to look at your cell. Your cell, when we have about 100 trillion, 60 to 100 trillion cells in our body, that cell, the cell membranes and the structures in that cell is composed of 55% monounsaturated fats. Well, that's how much we need to be taking in every day, at least that, in the form of olive oil, avocado oil, nuts, seeds, and then 27% saturated fats. So yes, we need saturated fats. And then 18% polyunsaturated fats. So we need those fish oils and the nuts that have those important polyunsaturated fats. But too much polyunsaturated fats, like the most common oil consumed in this country is soybean oil.
Really?
And 90% or more is genetically modified. And that's highly inflammatory, as well as corn oil. Most French fries are fried in corn oil. Highly inflammatory. You don't want that fat, or you're asking for inflammation in your body. So you want the right kinds of fats, and you want to burn, you're going to burn these fats as fuel. You lower your insulin levels, you control your appetite hormones, and all of a sudden food no longer becomes your comforter, which is happens with so many patients.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking for that comfort food to control their stress, depression, anxiety, which is usually chocolate or sugar or carbs. Because they all have tremendous hormonal effects, and I can explain that later if you want, but I talk about it in the book.
For those
who start to think, I really want to do this, this sounded complicated. Can you describe what a day would look like on this Keto Zone diet?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Just like me, I start out my morning with either coffee or hot green tea. And in that green tea or coffee, I put my MCT oil powder that's coconut flavored. That is a healthy fat that actually raises your good cholesterol and helps to lower the bad. And it also keeps you full for hours, and it has a nice sweet taste, but it's not going to raise my insulin levels. And I'm full or satisfied for hours. But then I'll have usually some eggs. And with my eggs, I use the whole eggs, even the yolk.
So we get to have the yolk back
again?
Hallelujah.
You need the yolk. You need the yolk. The U.S. Dietary Guidelines in 2015 came out and says, the yolk of the egg will not raise your cholesterol.
Wow.
So eat the yolk. It has powerful nutrients in it, lutein, zeaxanthin. It has lecithin in it, phosphatidylcholine, powerful nutrients that we need for our brain, okay, as well as our eyes. Okay, so eat the eggs, and I put veggies in there. I use some grass-fed butter, and then I'll usually add some avocado oil because you can really cook good with avocado oil. And I put that in my smoothies, too, because it's a monounsaturated fat that keeps you full for hours. I put onions, tomatoes, some mushroom, maybe some spinach on occasion, avocados. I love avocados. They're so filling. And when I eat that with and have my coffee or tea, I'm full for six hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, again, I go keto zone. I go in my keto zone, and I'll have maybe some baked chicken. And then I'll have some broccoli with some butter or olive oil on it. Or I'll have some other veggie, a big salad with lots of olive oil and vinegar, apple cider vinegar. No croutons. You can have some cheese. And then for dinner, I mean, I stay ketogenic all day long. I love wild salmon, and I have recipes in the book on how to make it. My favorite is coating my wild salmon with olive oil and then putting minced garlic all over it and then grilling it and then putting a tablespoon of butter on top of it, let it melt in there, and then squeezing lemon on it. And then some grilled asparagus with, again, add some of that good old grass-fed butter that's different from regular butter. And you can get it in every supermarket. Okay. They have it.
Okay.
And so, it's so good for you.
It sounds real good. You keep saying you're going keto, and your book is Keto Zone.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Okay, let me explain. You are burning sugar as fuel. 99.9% of Americans burn sugar, carbohydrates, and starches as fuel. Mm-hmm. So about every 3 or 4 hours, we have to refuel. You have to reach for that bagel, donut, cookies, Coke, Starbucks, whatever. Now, when you're in the zone, when you're in the keto zone, your body shifts from burning sugar as its primary fuel to burning fat, including belly fat, and ketones. Ketones are carbons that are made in the liver that are alternative energy forms. When we're fasting, when you go for days without eating, your body starts to break down, your body starts to form ketones, and your brain has to have sugar. It doesn't have sugar. So it fuels the brain on ketone bodies. Ketones are the preferred fuel for the brain, the kidneys, the heart, and muscle of the body. Hmm. You can only go about a day or so fuel on carbs from glycogen stores in your muscle and liver. But most average person has about 40,000 calories of fat that they can tap into when they're in the zone because they're burning fat as fuel. So when you're in the keto zone, you're literally burning fat as fuel, but you're in this state that is just the best state, giving your brain the best fuel. So your brain's generally sharper. You generally have more energy. You have no hunger when you're in the zone. Hunger is turned off. And you're satisfied for hours. You can go many times just 2 meals a day when you're in the zone. So it's a state you're in where most diseases literally start to be reversed. Now, I got to be careful here because blood sugars start to come down. Now, I don't say I reverse diabetes, but what I do say is the blood sugar comes down. I've had so many patients who used to have diabetes whose numbers no longer show that their hemoglobin A1C is elevated or their sugars are elevated. They're now normal. Mm-hmm. I have so many patients with polycystic ovaries. Amazing what it does for polycystic ovaries in women. Infertility. If a woman's infertile, get in the keto zone and watch how many times they get pregnant. Now, not all the time, but many times, because many times I have to put them on a little thyroid or a little bioidentical micronized progesterone, but it helps tremendously, as well as cardiovascular problems, high blood pressure. Amazing, when they lose that belly fat, the pressure comes down.
Wow.
Autoimmune disease, dementia, cancers. I actually started doing this program with my advanced cancer patients. Interesting, about 15 years ago, I had an influx of patients with advanced cancers, only given a few months to maybe a year to live. And I said, Lord, I'm not qualified to treat these patients. They've seen the oncologist, they've seen the radiologist, surgeon. They've been given their last rites, and now they're turned over to hospice, and that's it. They came to see me. Dr. Cooper, don't you have any program? So I started studying. And this was years ago. The only thing I saw that was highly effective for these patients was the ketogenic diet. There was a lot of they started having, not a lot of research back then, some research. So I started putting these patients on 80% of their calories as fat, good healthy fat, not a lot of meat, just a little meat. Red meat, maybe only once or twice a week. No pork, but I put them on grass-fed butter. I put them on lots of olive oil. I started literally taking the fuel away from the cancer because cancer's favorite fuel is sugar. That's their favorite food. Mm-hmm. So when you take their carbohydrates and their starches and carbohydrates down to just 20 grams or less a day, all of a sudden this cancer shifts from thriving to surviving, not always, but many times.
Wow.
Because many of these cancers are glycolytic or sugar feeders, see. Mm-hmm. And so I started with that and I noticed a strange thing happening to my cancer patients. All of a sudden, their waist started shrinking down. Now, again, I said, is this cancer eating them up? No. This is their body burning fat as fuel. They were on 80% of their calories were fat. They were not eating sugar. And they said, listen, I want to live just 6 more months for my grandkids. You know, they just wanted 6 months. Can you help me live 6 months? I said, follow this program. And yes, I think I can. Well, lo and behold, some of them, literally, their cancers went in remission. Now, again, I can't say this it will do this for everyone. It doesn't. But for some patients, it went in remission. And then they started thriving. Some of them just started thriving. Not all of them, but some. And then I noticed that my type 2 diabetics, cancer patients, type 2 diabetics, their sugars normalized. They started coming off their meds. Their blood pressure lowered. I was absolutely amazed at the inflammation they used to have. The inflammation was quenched. It's like a giant fire extinguisher quenching inflammation throughout the body. People with arthritis started coming in saying, Dr. Colbert, my joints don't hurt, my knees don't hurt, my hips don't hurt, my back, my neck doesn't hurt. What's going on here? I said, we are turning down inflammation because sugar, starches, bad fats, they all fuel inflammation, which is at the root of 90% of diseases. 90%. And so what I found is this program literally, when you eat a lot of sugar, when you're obese and fat, you are unknowingly signing up for 35 major diseases, including cancer. And I tell my patients, and I tell this right to their face, and I said, now listen, if you can't resist a donut, a cookie, or a bowl of ice cream, how are you going to resist cancer? It's a sugar feeder. It loves that. How are you going to resist type 2 diabetes? Is it worth it, my type 2 diabetic patient, is it worth it to go and have dialysis 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, to have your extremities amputated, to go blind, to have your arteries clogged with plaque, to have heart attacks and strokes? Is it worth it? No. Is any sugar worth that? So again, I ask them, if you can't resist that cookie, that bagel, that donut, that plate of pasta, that huge chunk of bread, how are you going to resist disease and the devil, for that matter? It starts with simple things. Learn to resist sugar. It's the hardest thing for people to learn to resist because sugar is so addictive because of the almost drug effects it has on it. You know, sugar in rats prefer sugar over cocaine in one study. That's how addictive it is.
Wow.
I tell patients that sugar is like a combination of crack cocaine and methamphetamine, because it gives you that dopamine boost, that euphoria, that bliss, just short term.
What about a generation of young people who are growing up, and so many of them, even as children, already obese? Is this a diet that would be appropriate for children?
Yes, but that's a very good question. Now, they're growing, so for children, we have to add some healthy carbs to them. And for children, I don't put them down to 20 grams. I put them around 50 to 100 grams. So I add those beans, peas, lentils, hummus, those carbs that don't spike your sugar. So they do need, so those are good. Yes, they can follow the diet with adding the beans, peas, lentils, cashews, nuts, seeds. Those are really good, and yes, they can do great. And I love my seed bread. My seed bread keeps you regular. It's made with all kinds of different seeds. It's made with...
But it's bread.
It's bread. Well,
it keeps you regular.
It looks like bread. Well, it keeps you very regular. That I can promise you.
Okay. Just leave that one alone.
Yes. But we have chia seeds.
I've always been a regular guy.
We have flax seeds. We have psyllium seeds. We have all of these different seeds. And you can ask my wife. She makes it. And she was making it the other night. And what I do is I make it. Now, you can't leave this out or it'll go bad. So I put it in the fridge, and then I put a lot of it in the freezer. So when I get home, I can pull it out, and it's very filling. And that expands to about 10 times its size.
Wow.
And so it just sweeps the colon clean, is the best way to put it. Okay.
Does it fill you up? Does it go good with turkey and cheese? That's what I want to know.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Because I put my grass-fed butter in there. And you can put a little stevia in there if you like it a little sweet. Add some more stevia. Organic stevia, and we have the recipe in the book,
Okay, now that's key. You just said we've got the recipe in the book.
Yes, the recipe's in the book.
All this stuff you said, I don't remember. I just remember that I could be better off.
It's all in the book. And for my patients, I make it real simple. I say, listen, here's the book. Read chapter 13, tells you how to go shopping. Read chapter 15, because it tells you the recipes. And then go to my website, theketozone.com, to get the supplements that go with it. It's real simple.
Good.
To make your Keto Zone coffee or tea. Now, you being from Scotland, you will love my Keto Zone tea. We're going to send you some.
Oh, yay. Thank you. This, honestly, is a phenomenal book, and I really highly recommend it. We're going to tell you how to get it in a minute. But, you know, there are people who are in a different part of the world today, and what they're longing for isn't to know what to cut out of their diet. There's people who are literally wondering, is there going to be anything, anything at all in their bowl today? And because I know you care about the same things we care about, I want you to watch something with me. Would you watch this?
This young mom is a widow. She's already buried 3 children. She has 2 left. They're simply asking for a decent meal a day.
Sheila, this is an exciting day because this is Paulina. You came with us last year and you talked to her and you interviewed her and she told you about her children and how weak they were and how they couldn't go to school. And the worst part, she had lost 3 children because of hunger, because she just didn't have enough food. But today, I've seen a smile on her face. Her children are eating. Mission Feeding has come to this village. The people that watch Life Today have made it happen. Paulina has new life, and she now knows these children will live.
Today, each of Paulina's 2 surviving children have been stabilized with a daily bowl of food. And thanks to the compassion of Life Today's viewers, we were able to bring Mission Feeding to all the children in Paulina's village. If you gave to Mission Feeding in 2016, you literally helped save these children's lives. Paulina's story testifies to the impact you can make on a child and the mother desperate to keep her child alive. Right now, drought and famine have devastated areas across southern Africa, and more children are dying. When you give to Mission Feeding, you give life.
I can't believe that, to see the difference in Paulina. I mean, I remember sitting there with her and the look of absolute hopelessness in her eyes, the look of despair of any mother who's had to bury 3 children and already begins to see the marks, the familiar marks of hunger and starvation on the 2 children she has left. So for Janice to be able to go back this year and to show that now that Mission Feeding is there in that village, those 2 children, I mean, it's night and day, their bright eyes. It just shows you and I can literally change the world for some of these children. I mean, these moms, I remember Paulina saying to me, you know, if there was a stairway to heaven, sometimes I think I would just take it. I would just take it and go join my children. But now she has hope because she asked that we would help, and you did that. I mean, if you see that, you helped last year and you did that. But there are so many children who are still literally starving to death. So many parts of southern Africa, the famine is just extreme. And these moms work so hard. They literally scrape the ground to try and find anything that they can put in a bowl to feed their children. But we've discovered this amazing formula that provides everything that children in that part of the world need. It has all the vitamins and the nutrients and the calories that literally from the first bowl, Randy, it's as if you're turning a child from staring at death to suddenly looking at life.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you got the opportunity to see that in just a couple of children, because we have seen that over the years. The African governments credit us with saving the lives of upwards of like 13 million children over the many years. And that's what we do. You go from the before to the after. You go from death to life. You go from desperation to hope. And that's what we're asking you to do, to be a part of that, to change the lives of children. Another opportunity we have, in addition to the $30, $50, or $100 giving food for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 months, we have the opportunity to do something beyond just providing the bowls of soup. We have the opportunity to upgrade one of our feeding stations, one of the places where we process the food. Now, these were established many years ago. My parents there with Peter and Ann and Isaac Pretorius established several of these. And right now, if we upgrade one of them, it's in southern Africa. It's in one of the countries where we're doing the feeding, but it will increase the production by 50%. That means more children changed. That means more of the examples you just saw, more lives turned completely around. But we've got to have your help.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I think, Randy.
Yes.
It takes $216,000 to upgrade this food factory.
Yes.
What would it be like if 216 of us said, you know what, we can give $1,000? Wouldn't that be amazing? It will make such a difference. It will make it efficient. We'll get the food out quicker. Whatever you could do, whatever you could do, would you go to your phone now and make the very best gift possible? But I've decided, my husband and I, we're going to be one of the 216. And if you can join us, if you can be one of 215 others saying, you know what, yeah, we'll do that too, then let's get that food factory up to date and moving and change the lives of these children. Would you go to your phones now? Thank you.
In impoverished and famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great. And without food, they face death by starvation. With your support, you will help feed and care for children in crisis areas of Sudan, Angola, and Mozambique. With Africa facing ongoing food shortages and drought, we urgently need to replenish supplies and come to the aid of 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider an additional gift to help provide critically needed upgrades to our food factory that will increase overall production by a staggering 50%. This is a $216,000 challenge above our normal feeding budget that could help save even more lives. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you In the Middle of the Mess. In her new book, Sheila Walsh brings insight to knowing the peace and presence of Christ in the midst of life's inevitable messes. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed and care for 10 children, we'll send you Sheila's book, plus the Arise coffee mug. This heat-activated mug reveals Isaiah 61 each time you fill it with a warm beverage, a wonderful way to begin your day. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Do the best you can today, and you know, just by changing their diet, we're giving them life. And that's what we're trying to do today on Life Today, offering you a way to change your diet with the Keto Zone diet and give you life.
Yeah, and it's the thing I love about it, it's really not a diet, it's a new way to live your life. So when you call today, please request Dr. Colbert's book and we will get that to you ASAP. As always, thank you.
Well, thank you
so much for being with us on the show. Awesome.
The good information and the good motivation.
Yeah, good.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being with us. Join us again next time on Life Today.
Tomorrow, Sarah Haggerty helps us understand the gift of being hidden.
You know, if we sliced it, we might say the 80% of our days where nobody's noticing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.